Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Let's have a little chat about dating preferences. Dede Dam here, San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Monday, December 4th, 2023. How are you doing, everybody? And happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Get your birthday party on. It is okay to flex your dating preference. Well, maybe not necessarily flex, but it is okay to have dating preferences. As a matter of fact, you really need them. Why am I talking about dating? Because that's what I'm doing. And yeah, I'm middle-aged here in San Fran, Pentanol. Call me for an IEA. That well-deserved nickname. Guys, we are especially, I think, we are immature here in San Francisco because the majority of the people are not parents. And I think that you do have a certain immaturity when you are not a parent, although a lot of you guys that are parents should never have had children. You know this. Just because you can doesn't mean that you should have. All right, back to the preference. A man I know just broke up with a woman. I thought they were getting along great. I noticed she was not his type. His typical type is a fit woman, more athletic, like a yoga chick. And he started dating this woman who was not a yoga chick. All his other girlfriends and his wife, they were fit women. And he confessed to me that he started dating her because he liked her personality, but he knew from the jump that it wasn't going to work because he prefers the lifestyle of a fit woman. So he admitted it was on him. He basically wasted about 6 months of this woman's time. And there it is. We know what we like and we shouldn't compromise on it. Now, you have to be realistic. Like some guys, well, a lot of you guys say you want a younger, fit woman. Like the average woman, for a lot of men, they're delusional. I'll admit they want like a 25-year-old woman with a fit body. That's like men of all races, but they need to understand just because you want that, you may have your preference. You are not going to get that. Your average like 45-year-old guy is not going to get the fit and fly 25-year-old girl unless he has a fat wallet. And that's what men don't like to hear. That men really don't like to hear that younger women don't necessarily desire older men. People lie to men. Oh, everybody wants a silver fox. No, they don't. When I was 25 years old, I thought older men were disgusting. I thought their bodies with the gray chest hair and the way the arms are kind of flabby on the top, I thought older men were disgusting. And they would always try to get with me. I'd be like, ugh. When was the last time you heard this? When was the last time, guys, that you heard that younger women are not turned on to most older men unless they have money or power? And they lie and tell men everybody wants a silver fox. No, they don't. Now, if you have your preference for the younger woman, see, I know a guy who had a preference for younger women. He was a hotshot producer. So he was able to get them. He had money. He had property. He was I won't say anymore. He might be identifiable. And he was always able to get those hot, fit younger women because he was spending money on them, buying airplane tickets for them. And he eventually married a much younger woman, and she ended up being his nursemaid because he could afford it. Me, my preference is a man who is nice, kind, likes to read. If he has any children, he's helped raise them. Don't come near me if you have not raised your kids. That is an absolute turnoff. That's a turnoff to me. And my absolute preference is a man who has been married before. He could be divorced, he could be widowed, whatever. As a matter of fact, guys, may I overshare a little bit? Now, I am not dating this man, so I'm able to talk about it. I will never, ever, never talk about any man I am dating here. That is absolutely disrespectful, and that would make me untrustworthy as a mate. Now, I came across this guy. Well, he came across me. He was flirty. I like when guys flirt with me. It's flattering. Women, doesn't it feel nice? It's like a confirmation, but we are not insecure, so we take it for what it is. He was flirty, very nice, good manners. I didn't like the way he was dressed, number one. He had beautiful teeth, and we were having a conversation. He was very into me. That's flattering. I like men who like me. What? And he told me his age, age-appropriate, middle-aged guy. And he told me he had never been married. He told me he had never been married. Guys, the door shut right there. Because I believe if you are middle-aged, the middle-aged man, when I say middle-aged, middle-aged is over 45 and up. For me, a widow who's been married twice, if you've never been married and you're middle-aged, that points to me that you have some commitment issues. You might be emotionally unavailable. You couldn't get it together to make that intimacy commitment. And it's different for middle-aged people. I know like younger people around 25, 26, they're like, marriage, huh? Honey, I'm middle-aged. So he was very, very into me. It felt good. And I knew that I was not going to date him because he admitted he had never been married at that age. Why do I want to be with a guy who's emotionally unavailable? And some of you might say, oh, well, maybe that's what he doesn't want. He doesn't want to get married. I want a man that's proven with a marriage that he could commit to a woman. That's my preference. And that is what this is about. Stay true to your preference. Now, he wanted to take me out to dinner. He was doing all the gentlemanly things. And all it takes is one. It's okay if I pass on him. Some of you are thinking, oh, you can't be choosy. You can't be choosy. Oh, yes, I can. And as you should too. We should always be choosy when it comes to our love life. Now, I rejected his offer for dinner. I rejected an offer for a date because he was well over middle age and he had never been married. And I don't want to get involved with the guy because I know how it ends from past experience. Because it's my preference to get with a divorced man or a widowed man. I'm not at the age to be with these free and single guys. It's going to bring some girlfriend up. Keep talking about an ex-girlfriend. Oh, let me just add this. He confirmed my suspicions because when we're talking, I don't want to go really into it. So he brings up another woman. And I'm like, there it is. I knew it. I knew that he was emotionally unavailable. Dude, you weren't that into me. Maybe you thought you could have got a sexy middle-aged black woman between the sheets because that's your preference. He was non-black, by the way. So that's it. That's the show. I rambled a little bit about dating preferences. Always stay true to yourself. And guys, you only need one person. Folks try to scare people. Oh, you gotta pick somebody. You're never going to be able to get anybody. No, no, no. There are billions of people in the world, and all we need is one person for a mate, unless you're polyamorous or in a throuple, and that's just completely silly. Thanks so much for listening to this show, guys. I am Dee Dee Dam. This has been your show for Monday, December 4th, 2023. Again, happy birthday to all my birthday churns, and choose carefully who you decide to date. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Damn with Dee Dee LeFrak. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.